702, The Midday Report, Monday to Friday,
12 to 1 p.m.
We have been speaking this week about a decision by the ANC that we should declare a national state of disaster over the power situation in South Africa. Mixed reaction coming through. Let's speak now to Makhlengi Bengu, who is the ANC spokesperson. Makhlengi, good afternoon to you. Firstly, this is the first time you've been on with us since your appointment, so congratulations, and I look forward to many conversations with you.
Thank you very much, Mandy. Thank you very much for having me, and thank you for your well wishes or commiserations.
At least you're not the spokesperson for Eskom at the moment, poor Sekonati. So, Makhlengi, what is the ANC's thinking around the state of disaster? What is the reasoning here for why one should be declared?
Well, because we are, at one level, is acknowledging crisis and also communicating a sense of crisis and also invoking our constitution and the relevant pieces of legislation that allows the ANC to address a crisis. And the Disaster Management Act is that instrument. We can't wait any longer. So that's the perspective from the ANC.
There is a sense, though, that it is also a grand gesture by government to say, look, we are taking the situation seriously. It's, in a way, almost a PR exercise to say, look, it's so serious that we're declaring a state of disaster. But fundamentally, a state of disaster requires the social contract with the people. It requires trust. And that trust was in many ways broken when the state of disaster was imposed during the COVID pandemic.
Painfully aware of that, Mandy, as the ANC, and certainly as the new leadership of the ANC recently elected at the 55th National Conference, where a serious self-reflection, self-introspection and circumspection exercise took place. So we're painfully aware of that level of disconnect between the ANC and the people of South Africa and the trust deficit. But I do wish to say that the proposed declaration of the state of disaster is informed precisely by that. I also do think that the COVID-19 disaster management situation is a baseline on which what things to improve and what things to sustain. Once we had incidents of corruption associated with procurement in certain instances, but in general, South Africa is one of the countries that really did a great job at addressing the COVID-19 pandemic. And so we want to lift up those things that have worked well and transpose them into the current process. So let me leave it at that. We understand that it's a huge pain point for the people of South Africa, but the idea is that other than declaring a state of disaster, what else do you do?
Well, the argument would be this was a failure of the ANC government to properly plan years ago and to abide by regulations and to do things and change the legislation earlier, that we shouldn't be at this point where we need to implement a state of disaster. A state of disaster should be when there is a disaster, not when government has failed to actually manage a problem.
Yes, point well noted and well taken, point of reflection, but we're here now. Those of us who are at the helm of either at the helm of government or the helm of the party, we need to make it worthwhile for the people of South Africa.
And Makhlengi, do you expect this will happen? I know the president was meeting with cabinet to discuss this. Is there an indication that he is actually going to introduce a state of disaster?
Well, I'm not in a position to almost determine what the president is thinking about in consultation with his senior colleagues in cabinet. Yeah. But I do know, of course, the cabinet is sitting, as you know, Mandy, today, and we should get an indication. But he has a very clear injunction, certainly from the ANC, in terms of where we're seeing this thing, how it needs to pan out, and the agency, and a sense of crisis that needs to be demonstrated and communicated to the people of South Africa.
Makhlengi, thank you very much for your time. Makhlengi Bengu, the ANC spokesperson, explaining there. Lots of points of reflection and acknowledgement to an ANC spokesperson who is willing to acknowledge that there is reflection that needs to be done. So that's the position from the ANC on a state of disaster.